Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
All drinks are free. Who better to celebrate another beautiful Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday than Mr. Chick. Chick Hernandez joins us now live in room 234, club 234. Yeah. What up, Mr. Chick? How you doing?
So let me just say this out of the gate. I was listening to the radio show from my room because I'm in 134.
Did you bang on the ceiling
at one
point? I thought I heard that.
I thought at one point B. Mitch had dropped you or something because I heard his loud thump. I'm like, what is going on? Then I looked at my text and said, wait, JP said room 234. He is directly ahead of, ridiculous.
So I texted Chick. I was like, 11 a.m., room 234. And then I realized, and then I followed up. I was like, if that said 11 p.m., that text would seem very different.
Very true.
all right. Chick and B will be on the call tonight. You can watch the game on WUSA Channel 9. We've been talking about this. We got a poll question up about who fans want to see kind of make some plays tonight. Mm-hmm. Who are you excited to watch tonight?
I'm excited to see 23. Trey Amos. I want to see, you know, he's looked so good in practice, and I just want to see that translate to, you know, game action. I mean, what does Joe Witt tell us? He tells us this kid gets better every day in practice. So I want to see what he does because I'd love to see another corner and get some depth at the position and see him make some plays. I don't want to – we've seen it against the Burgundy and Gold for so long these first 2 weeks. I want to see him going against somebody else and know what he's doing. I know he knows what he's doing, but I want to see it play out of the field. And the other thing is it's a Kay Medrano for me. Just I want to see him flash a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I want to see him improve a little bit and say okay, because they're going to need some depth there.
They are going to.
Yes,
because he's going to get a lot of opportunities today. A
lot of playing time.
Because you look at the three guys in front of him, they're not playing.
No,
right. One of them's not here, and two of them not playing.
Yeah.
So he has to get out there and do it. What are you expecting from? Which young guy, other than, I mean, you guys, you said Kane, mm-hmm. you said Amos, but offensively, which young guys are you looking for?
Boy, offensively. Well, I want to see Bill. I want to see Bill.
A lot of excitement about him.
Bill, it looked so crisp and clean in practice. I want to see Bill out there and really solidify. I think we all kind of, you know, B-Mitch, you played the game. You when you watch him, you go, okay.
Yeah.
And people on the sidelines in practice go, oh, look at that, but it's practice.
Right.
They're not thumping, they're not thudding, all that jazz. I want to see that. And this is a kid who, he should have a little chip in his shoulder after what happened in college.
He does.
Right? So let's see him run with that. Because I know another guy that played for Washington who had a chip in his shoulder.
Still does.
I'm pointing it somewhere else in the room, 234 here.
Right.
I want to see that. That's the kid I want to see prove it on the field. Just like Trey, I want to see get it done.
Sure. Well, it's interesting, as impressive as Kroski Merritt has been mm-hmm. in practice, the only real play I saw during the joint practice was a botched handoff between him and Jaden that landed on the ground. So, like, for all of the positive we've seen mm-hmm. in Ashburn, that's not what we got at the joint. That's one play. Obviously, mm-hmm. you don't write a book off one play, but I definitely want to see him tonight.
You know what? And what's funny when you bring that up is when I saw that, the immediate reaction was the Bill to drop his shoulders for a second, and number five walked straight to him, and they had a quick conversation.
Right.
And it was over. And it was no yelling, screaming, but it was the second-year veteran quarterback going over and going. And he might have said, that's my bad. You know, we don't know exactly right. what yeah. took place yeah. there. Because, you know, B, sometimes it's the QB who didn't get it there in time and put it into the elbow instead of the stomach. So, but it was a really quick conversation. A lot of teaching going on there.
But he does that all the time, man.
True.
And he's beyond his years.
Well, yeah, totally.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Jayden mature. He's special. And I think.
And that mesh point can look
he
different.
He does it with everybody, even like a route. You know, and the coach was talking about that the other day where he said sometime he'll go to him and he might be telling him what he wants, or he would tell him that's exactly what he needs to get.
Right.
Or just trying to help him out, but he doesn't do anything in a negative manner.
You know, a couple weeks ago he told Chris Moore to get out of the huddle.
Yeah.
Right? Messed up.
After the false start,
just
right.
Get out. And then Moore's back in. He threw it right back to him on a perfect pass. Now Moore dropped it. But that's okay. But yeah. It was like another teaching moment. Y'all know I got almost in a fight yesterday, or was it 2 days ago? 2 days ago.
You?
A little bit. And Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtic, was there.
I've heard this, but I didn't know we were sharing it with the masses. But
I don't care. I want to see that guy again. So Jason Tatum's coming off. We had just finished speaking off camera with Jaden, and Jaden's, you know, somebody said, hey, you know, what'd you say to Jason? And he said, I want to invite him to a basketball game. Like my first thought was, a Wizards game? Anyway.
He want to play him.
Just come. Oh. He said, I'd like to invite him to a game. I know he's got some time off because he's coming back from injury.
Uh-huh.
And so we wanted to get Jason Tatum coming off the field, who was walking right at us. Microphones in hand. And his security guy, I said, hey, I started to ask a question. He goes, he's not talking. And he put his hands on me. Kind of took his hand and pushed my hip away. And I was like, dude, you're not going to touch me. And I heard like Denzel Washington, get your hands off me. I want to see that guy again at some point. There's video. I mean, I go down in a heartbeat, but still.
He's a security guy. He knows a little something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he got a license to shoot, too.
We are talking with Chick Hernandez here on the in-person Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can hear Chick and B. You can watch Chick and B, rather, tonight on the preseason game one.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you this because – you've called a ton of preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed the evolution of preseason, especially when they played four games and there weren't a lot of these joint practices, mm-hmm. to now where it's three preseason games and the joint practices seem to be like what coaches care about more? Does that feel different over kind of that arc?
Well, I was alive when they used to have six preseason games. I
mean, wow.
They had six there early on.
Wow.
Went to four and now three. Yeah, I mean, the importance of the joint practice, and what did they say to us? We had a pre-production meeting, and it's like, we want to see the middle and bottom portion of our roster. This is our decision-making time. That's why our starters aren't going to play. And so this is a very important time. The joint practice, you get a chance to see your starters and make sure you're solidified there. Then this game... bright lights, Friday night lights.
Sure.
Show up, get your name called, mm-hmm. all of that, and don't make, you know, errors of mental errors, you know. And that's what they're looking for. So it's very important now because you got to get off to a quick start in this league now, even though you're playing 17, soon to be 18 games.
Right. I mean, you saw the Bengals do it last night with Burrow and Chase out there. They clearly, after a lot of slow starts in Cincinnati, they're trying to change that.
Yeah.
But there are coaches who's saying that exact thing about like what the Bengals doing. They want to get their guys out there. I think when you look at this team and you look at what they've done, I think Jaden's progression last year and also when he came back this year
mm-hmm.
helps them out even more.
No doubt.
You know, if he was a quarterback coming in.
With questions,
yeah. I think you have to play him.
You'd see him. Look, they are the oldest team in the league.
Right.
Age-wise. Mm-hmm. So you also have to protect for this long haul. So that's why the old guard, the Bobbies, mm-hmm. the Zachs. Let's keep fresh legs a little bit. They'll play game two.
Well, to your point, B, that's probably why we'll see a little bit of Drake May tonight at least.
Yeah.
Just because he has shown real flashes, but he didn't have the season Jaden did last year. And you get a coaching change for New England. They probably want to see some real work.
That's a key thing. Vrabel is like, I can't just walk in here and say, I'm not going to play this guy. The other thing is, you know what I found funny after the joint practice is listening to the New England media Oh, Drake May really outshined Jaden Daniels. And all that.
I've been talking about this for 2 days.
What are you talking about?
That just the emphasis on declaring a winner from a practice was just so asinine.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think you check that out. It's like what's the thing? You don't see bees going around trying to tell flies why honey is better than. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real.
Yeah.
Well, when they have to compare their guy to our guy.
Correct.
Because our guy did it, and he's shown you what he's at. This guy hasn't yet. So they have to try to build him up to try to put him at their level. Jaden didn't care.
No.
Nobody here cared. We saw this guy do it in real time last year.
Yeah.
You know?
Drake's a nice player. I mean, he made some nice decision throws, all of that. He's just a gosh, golly gee, good guys. You know, when you talk to him, it's like, I want to see a little fire. I'm sure it's in there, but it's like, you know.
Talking with Chick Hernandez here. You can give him a follow at Mr. Chick Sports. So, B and I did this a little earlier. It was
in this room?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Who is going to be, for all three preseason games, your preseason passing yards leader for the Washington Commanders?
Wow. Josh Johnson.
Oh, all right. B and I both said Hartman.
I'm going Hartman.
I'd like to see Sam do it.
Who do you think gets the start tonight?
I think Sam gets the start.
Okay.
And Sam's got a lot to prove, you know.
Right.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury told us he's been up and down in camp, and he's trying to fit some throws and windows that shouldn't be, you know, because he's watching his teammate who can do that. Well,
his best friend.
Right. There's only a few guys on
the
planet.
He has to prove that he's more than just Jaden's best friend.
I was honestly a little surprised by Cliff's answer there. And Cliff is not a guy that blows smoke, but it was – not that it was critical, but it was quite honest.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very much that.
Yeah.
Yeah. very much so. So, I mean, I want to see Sam. I mean, the surprise was when he said in this press conference, you know, Sam's going off the shoulder surgery and everything.
Right.
Now, I kind of knew that, but it was like, I thought it was a kind of minor thing. Eh, apparently it wasn't so minor.
Sure. And he's like, he's just started throwing again. Everybody's like looking around.
Yeah. So he's got some stuff to prove.
They keep stuff close to the vest, though.
Oh, my gosh.
That's tremendous. They don't leak. That's why I think Terry's, you know, to go off the beaten path, I think Terry's a Washington Commander by season's beginning. I think that's going to happen, Bits, because that's the way Adam works.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to see a realistic path to him playing somewhere else by week one.
It is hard to see. It can happen for sure, but it's hard to see.
The trade request kind of exists in name only. Yeah. It's just the next progression in the contract holding cycle.
That has become the thing.
Right.
When you have an organization and a beloved player, and the first thing they do is say, let's put him on the pup list with, and I'm using air quotes, ankle injury. Okay, so that allows you not to get fined $50,000 for mispractice. Then you allow said player to be in the building, to the meetings, all that stuff. And then you allow him to come out and sign autographs. Yeah. That's an organization going, listen, we're trying to work this out, dude. We love you. Let's just figure out a way. And, you know, I'm sure you guys have talked about it. I think Buddy Baker, his agent's overmatched in this particular case.
Yeah, the way the way is to figure it out financially, right?
Correct.
And I think clearly the two sides are far apart. I think the guarantees should be the driver, not an AAV thing. Mm-hmm. And I think until that realization gets to all parties, it's going to remain in kind of this neutral.
Or has it already happened and they're just staying quiet about it because they want to see the receiving core?
No.
No?
I'd find that very hard to believe. Maybe, unless you're telling me it happened today, but like, I think they'd want Terry to get the work in the joint practice. I
understand.
And I think, like, to me, he's missed the joint practice. He was never going to play tonight, right?
Correct.
So now, like, what's a goal? What's a goalpost you want to see Terry in? I think they practice Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week ahead of the Monday nighter.
Mm-hmm.
Those three practices, they're scheduling that like a real game week. The practices are going to be in the afternoon. They're going to do their lift and their meetings in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a real milestone. Like, you'd like to see Terry there next Thursday, and maybe even – I doubt he would play that quick. And I think the last milestone is the joint practice against the Ravens. Like, you always say, B, to play football, you got to play football. Like,
practice
you
football.
Do want to see some work out of Terry.
No doubt.
And dude, if this is some elaborate hoax just to check out the rest of this receiver room.
But they mentioned stuff like that a lot. They can't like what they see. Both of them have said it like that. Cliff and Dan have
said that. Kind of the silver lining.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It makes you think. When I hear something once, okay. But if I keep hearing it, I'm like, what's really going on here?
Well, the flip side of that is.
I want to go like Arnold. What are you talking about, Willie?
they're getting asked the question, hey, without Terry here, what do you see otherwise? True. It's not like they're bringing it up.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
But, dude, if that is – let's play this hypothetical out. If that is what's going on, they're probably not thrilled.
Who?
Like, if the point is keep Terry off so we check out everybody else, you got Debo and Jalen look good.
That's it.
And Noah when he goes, but we don't see much of Noah.
Don't.
So, I don't know.
A lot of drops by Moore. I mean, yeah. That's,
Moore drops.
If I'm watching the receivers in practice, I'm going – because every drop,
I gotta get 17 here.
Every drop,
exactly.
Every drop is, well, 17 would have caught that. Yeah. Basically, yeah. That's what I'm seeing,
dude. The celebration that these Pats fans are having about winning the practice was largely the red zone drills where they got bogged down, where Jaden threw two contested type catches and none of them came home.
Right,
17 makes those.
Didn't have 17. Didn't have 86 there too.
Right.
So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I wonder. I'll throw this out there. I wonder because Jaden goes to the bubble at 6 o'clock in the morning. I wonder who he throws to during those times.
6 o'clock in the morning.
I know. Last year it was Luke a ton because Luke gets there really early. Mm-hmm. If you're one of these young receivers and you can go catch balls from Jaden,
you better be there. You better be there.
But I mean, if 17 was running around, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I don't think that my ankle's worse than Terry's, and I don't have an ankle.
Right. All right. Receiving yards leader all three preseason games.
Receiving yards leader. Yeesh.
B and I went different on this one.
Okay.
I went Jay Lane.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gallup. I'm going Gallup.
Gallup. All right, I like that. So I went Ja'Cory Brooks. Tischler went Strachan. How do we say this young man's name?
Strawn.
I've heard four versions of this.
Yeah, it's Strawn.
Strachan.
Yeah, I am, too, looking at that going, okay, wait a minute, that doesn't look like
Strawn. Strachan is Strawn.
Strawn.
Okay.
Yes.
Strawn.
That's what they've told us.
Yeah.
There's a couple names on the rosters, both rosters, but – where B. Mitch will not be speaking those names.
What was your boy's name on the Ravens last night?
His name was Wester.
No, what was the first name?
LaJonte Wester.
What are parents doing these days?
Drinking.
All right, so you got Hartman.
Yep.
You got Gal. Oh, no, you got Jackson.
I got Johnson.
Johnson. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yes, there is. So, thank you.
Johnson. Gallup, and your rushing yards leader.
For heaven's sakes. Rushing yards leader. I'm going to put my glasses back on here. Rushing yards leader. I'm going with Kaz.
Ooh.
Kaz rushing, Allen.
Rushing yard?
I mean, they list him as a back.
I'm going to go with Kaz.
Okay. All right. We got very different answers.
Very different.
Very different.
B went with Bill. I went with
Bill's a smart move.
Felton.
Yeah. Dimitri. Yeah. I mean, yes, I just looked down at my card here. I got a huge play card that I'm trying to make sense of. Yeah. 90 players on each roster is a little difficult. See, B. Mitch has the luxury of watching the action. The guy played in the league for 14 years and reacting to set play. I've got to know – I don't have to know 90 because starters aren't there, but still, we're going to talk about them.
Sure.
I've got to call that in a coherent fashion.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Do you guys have any stories ready for like the third and fourth quarter?
Always.
When this thing is probably a dog of a game.
Always.
What do we got?
Always. There's always stories.
Davios.
We have a long history together, having worked together for a long time, for one, too. And then some of the things that the coaches said in our production meetings, like the text thread between DQ and Joe Witt, and the text thread
and
between
they talk
him
about
and Cliff.
Everything.
They talk about everything, and they're in the off season where they start running rampant about just seeing something on TV and going, "Oh, we just do this." Those kind of stories will pop up. So
there you go, and players that they really want to see and different things.
And I can tell the story of why the head coach texted me at 1:30 in the morning a couple weeks ago.
There you go. That's a tease right there.
That's a tease.
Yeah. Thank you, man. If I don't see you, have a great call. I'll see you there.
Did he invite you to room 234 like JP did?
He did not invite me to any room. No.
Club 234,
Club
baby.
234. I'm staying away from that club at 11 p.m. I'm tell you right now.
11 a.m., all good.
I've seen you guys at nighttime. It's not a pretty sight, people.
I went home last night. Shout out to Pat Malley. Found us a Charger. Thank you, Chick.
Lovely. All right, boys. All right, Chick. See you at the stadium. Brother.
Check, check out tonight. Chick and B-Mitch on the call. 7:30 kick, right? 7:30 kick.
There's a 7 o'clock pregame show, by the way, on Channel 9, but that's another plug.
7 o'clock pregame, baby. Be there. It's the first preseason game. You want to see the burgundy gold? Tonight is your night. Give him a follow at Mr. Chick Sports. We're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What Commanders player are you most looking forward to watching tonight?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, the fan.
Damn, I blew my eardrum out right there, dog.
Fired up, B. It's game day, dog.
Dog. Keep it down a little bit, man. Won't you have a voice tonight?
Every day is game day, dog. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open because we're asking you, what player do you want to see most tonight? I'm excited to watch Hartman. I think he's going to get a lot of work. I think this battle for the third quarterback spot is real.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson, you know what he is. He's been around for, I mean, literally like 15 seasons. Hartman is a complete unknown.
Yeah.
I'm curious what the folks on the phones think. We got a dude from Australia online.
Australia. What's
Josh,
what's up, man?
Hey, mate. How are you?
Great, dude. How are you?
What time is it in Australia, Josh? Yeah.
It's currently 1:30 in the morning.
Wow. Like tomorrow? Are you in the future?
It's Saturday morning for me.
Wow. Do you often listen to us? Listen to us in the middle of the night?
No, I usually work on Saturday, so I'm usually sound asleep, but I've got tomorrow off, so I'm listening to you.
Oh, cool.
Awesome, man.
Good stuff, man.
We appreciate it. Also, so you know, you could probably listen to the podcast of the show during daylight hours in Australia.
I get it every day. I get it every day, every morning. Right. That's what I listen to at work.
I appreciate it, man. All right. Well, thanks for calling. And who do you want to see tonight?
Like to see a bit of Trey Amos. Like to see what he's doing. I'd like to see some Lane, possibly on kicks, but maybe we need to keep that a bit of a secret. I don't know what Beamish thinks on that one. And then probably some Madrona.
All right. Do you want to see Lane returning kicks tonight, B?
I want to see Lane do everything he can do.
Yo,
yeah. But do we keep that a secret though?
Nah. If he's on punt returns, you'll figure he's gonna be able to be on kick returns.
Yeah, I don't think it's
it was
much
kind of
a secret
last year because Eckler never did it
right
until the regular season.
But I mean, they drafted a kid that returned punts in college. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think it's much of a secret that they think he's going to be.
He's talking about the kickoff return.
Yeah,
the kickoff return is what he's talking about, though. Yeah.
Josh, can I ask you a question, dude? Did you ever live?
Of course, you can.
See, like, how did you become a fan of the burgundy and gold?
Honestly, well, back in the day, I bought Madden. God, 03 or something like that.
Wow.
Loved the logo, had no idea about the history. And then Shanahan came in as coach. And then we stole a quarterback from Philadelphia. And I was like, oh, this is going to be incredible. Didn't realize I was in for 20 years of hell. but hey, I stuck there. And now I'm... I haven't given up. I've stuck by them. I've still got my Griffin jersey. I've got my McLaurin jersey. I now have my brand new five jersey.
There you go.
Yeah, so.
That's awesome, man. You know,
they cost a lot to ship from the States, but.
I bet, man.
Yes.
I bet. Don't get overnight shipping, dude. That's going to be a fortune. Listen, Josh, thanks
mate,
for listening,
overnight
man.
Shipping from the States doesn't exist. Oh, good, brother. You guys take care.
All right thanks
brother,
a lot, man.
Care,
great
man.
To talk to you. That was fun, man.
It was.
All right, let's keep these phone lines going. 800-636.
I didn't know I was in for 20 years of hell.
800-636-1067. Listener lines are open. Who's the player you want to see most tonight? Who do you want to see make a play? Let's go to Vinny in Seat Pleasant.
What up, Vinny?
What's up, fellas? How y'all feeling today, man? Hope all is well.
We're good, man.
Hey, I'm gonna have to go with Trey, man. I'm gonna have to go with Amos. I want to see him get up in your face when it comes down to being aggressive to the wide receiver. I like pass breakups, man. So, you know, him playing the ball, attacking the ball. I want to see how rangy he can be from sideline to sideline. You know, I just want to see him do his thing. I want him to make his name tonight. I want him getting some tackles. I want Trey to do his thing. I want him to go off. You know what I'm saying? But one more thing, B-Mitch, I know it's not ask you anything yet, but I want to ask you a real quick question. My team raising, you know, money for our New Jersey this fall, and I was wondering if you want to do a little brother a favor and, you know, help me reach my goal in raising some money to get my team these new uniforms.
Send me some information.
I got you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. I love y'all, man. Hope Trey go off. Hail to the Commanders. Let's do our thing, fellas.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother.
Appreciate the call. Keep these phones going. My guy Henry is in Northwest. What's up, Henry?
What's up, Hen?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing? Happy Friday and everything. Hey,
same to you, brother.
I want to know about Luke McCaffrey. I hope he can just connect more with Jaden upcoming when the season really starts and everything in practice. And B. Mitch, I want to know, can you tell me a little bit about Henry Ellett back in the day before he – came with the Redskins when he used to be with the Rams. Thanks, fellas. Happy Friday.
He was a route running genius. That dude would run the post corner. He could run any route out there. He'd be running full speed down the field. All of a sudden, boom, going across field. Smooth feet and great hands. Henry was a bad dude.
Dude, I remember it used to be Madden has always been like the dominant video game,
mm-hmm.
but there used to be this other game called NFL Game Day. And I don't know why, but my parents always got me that. And Henry Ellard would run this little, like, post-corner route. It was mm-hmm. simply unstoppable.
You couldn't stop him.
And I think it was, like, Tony Banks throwing it. Like, it wasn't the highest-rated players.
He was good, dude. Yes.
Henry Ellard was good.
Yeah.
It's interesting he brought up Luke. That was a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Luke is a guy that in that same Kingsbury press conference where he was pretty honest about where Hartman is, Kingsbury was way higher on Luke than I feel like maybe fans are right now. Mm-hmm. Just talking about.
But see, the fans hear the name and they automatically assume he's like his brother. Kingsbury, they know that they got an unfinished product and they have to build him to a certain point. But they know that he still has that lineage from that family. I think they're seeing the things that they want him to accomplish. That's not what fans see. You know what I mean? So just like I came here and Coach Gibbs had his things for me. But other people were seeing, wanted to see, well, this guy here, you drafted him. He needs to play. I was growing in his eyes, but maybe not other people's eyes, but did have some good plays early.
Right.
Luke hasn't had that signature place yet that could help him out in the fans' eyes, say it like that.
For
but
sure.
But the coaches, they're seeing the things they want to see.
Let's go to our boy Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, who you want to watch tonight, man? Who needs to make a play for you?
Hey, happy Friday, fellas.
You too, bud.
Hey, tonight I mean, it's kind of like a broken record. Everybody's saying the same thing. I want to see Connerly just because there was a lot of folks that seemed to be down on him at the beginning of camp. I don't know what the expectation was from some of the fans and some of the aggregators and stuff like that, but I really want to see him with live bullets. I want to see Kane Medrano. The night we were over at the MGM for the Legends dinner, we ran into Kane down in the lobby. And, I mean, I'm 6'2", and I had to look up at him. I know he's listed at 6'3", but he just seems like a tall, strong, fast kid, and I want to see how coaching with Ken Norton, again, has impacted him at the pro level. And on the PlayStation talk, number one, game day was awesome. Those Easter eggs where you could make the helmets big, that was a lot of fun for me as a teenager. I've got a 10-year-old that wants to put out a challenge to Mr. Jeff Walker. He got Madden for his birthday. He's ready. He was sending me all kinds of screenshots yesterday. I mean, the only negative it seems is DQ's hats on forwards and not backwards. But this kid right here is the reason why I retired from Madden, because I don't like receiving every kickoff and being hit-sticked and fumbling before I get to the 25-yard line.
Damn.
So Jeff wants to throw it out there. I've got a 10-year-old Commander _JT4 is his gamer tag, and
send it to the DM.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff, are you prepared? Jeff, are you prepared to lose to a 10-year-old?
Yes. these kids. Now,
the kids
will I lose?
Good,
no, but these kids are good in these games, JP. Like
yes.
A little kid was whooping me yesterday on Call of Duty and laughing at it, saying I'm beating an old man. So
that's great.
It is so sad to play against these kids and how good they are, man. I mean, even his buddies sometimes won't play against him because he just goes ham on them. So I'll send it to the DM, Jeff, and we'll set up a grudge match.
Jeff, thank you, Rusty. Appreciate you, buddy. Jeff, yes. Video game question for you. I don't want to have to play people on the internet. Can you still just like play the computer, or do you have to play other people?
No, you can play the computer, but it's just after a while, beating the computer gets easy.
I have a feeling I'm not actually going to do this. But two, if I actually get a new PlayStation and start playing, people will be coming for my neck.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I will just get slaughtered.
Yeah, you will. You talk a lot of trash, Jay. They're going to come get you.
Now, Landfill, Rusty saying that his 10-year-old son was prepared to beat Jeff in Madden got me thinking of the last child that challenged a B. Mitchell Finley member to a competition.
That kid lost.
Remember the famous dance contest at the golf tournament when B. Mitch battle danced
the
6-year-old?
Lost. She lost. I don't care.
Yeah, B. Mitch defeated a 6-year-old girl in a dance-off, and then he came over to the broadcast booth to let everybody know about it.
I was sweating, dog.
You were sweating like Patrick Ewing in Georgetown.
Man, but the little girl was there. She said, well, you want some? I'm like, yeah, I want some. Who do you think you're talking to?
That is an all-time moment for this show when Beamish took down a dance contest on a putting green. Phone lines are lit up. Everybody stay there. We're taking your calls. It's Beamish and Finley. Girl, look at that body.
Girl, look at that body.
All right, in about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by former Terp, former Skin, former Patriot, A.J. Francis, fired up to talk to A.J. Right now, though, we're asking a simple question. Who's the player you want to see the most from tonight? Whose name you want to get called? Who do you want to make a play? Let's go to these phones. Monty is in Akakeek. What's up, Monty?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's going on, JP and B?
We're chilling. Who you want to see tonight?
Hey, listen, I want to see Bill, honestly. I want to see Bill. It's a lot, but I want to focus on Bill. I was down at practice on Monday just now, and I was sitting in the end zone, and I saw when he broke outside, I said, oh, Lord, I definitely got to see this dude in action. I want to see him under those lights.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, Bill is a very good answer, man.
He got vision. Bro.
That's a popular pick, Monty. Yes, let's hope you see a big play tonight, man. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, he reminds me of B. Mitch.
Ooh. Interesting. All right, Monty. Appreciate you, bud.
All right, y'all.
Yeah. All right, bro.
It's tough because we got people calling from everywhere, but it's hard to beat the dude to call from Australia.
Australia.
Rob's in Virginia Beach. Rob, who you want to hear their name get called tonight?
This is Kerr from Virginia Beach, Rob's daughter.
Okay, great. Who would you like to see tonight?
I'd like to see Kate Medrano since he started as a wide receiver and then changed to a linebacker. I think it'd be interesting to see how he plays.
All right.
That's a great call.
That's
Thank
good
you.
Call. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. And listen, during the school year, we have a rule the kids can't call in because you're supposed to be at school. But it's summertime.
Yeah.
So you want to call?
Oh, yeah.
Terrific.
Call
Thank
in.
You for the call.
Definitely.
I have a little bit of a question for Jeff. B, you see my man on line two here?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep.
Nick, welcome.
Welcome.
Yes, he's in Welcome, Maryland.
Welcome, Maryland.
I never heard of Welcome, Maryland. Nick, where is
Me
Welcome,
either.
Maryland?
We're about 2 minutes over the Plata line in Waldorf, down past Waldorf.
Okay,
Plata.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Welcome, Maryland.
Kids calling out. We got people from Australia calling. It feels good to be a Redskin. I'm sorry. a Burgundy and Gold fan again, and I want to see Bill. What we're missing is a running, slashing, cutting running back, and that's what I think that is the most important thing. I'd like to see some of our offensive linemen, some of the guys in the back row that, you know, who's going to fill in if we get hurt, that kind of thing. And the guy in Australia, man, God bless you, and my best Australian, I got a pet kangaroo named Gippy, which jumps over peanut butter jars, right? Good night, mate.
All right, man. Thanks, Nick.
Good stuff, brother.
Hey, Jeff, they're smoking that loud pack, and welcome, I'll tell you that much. Tyler is in Richmond. Tyler, who you want to see tonight, dude?
Hey, what's going on, JP? Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing the young receiving core as a whole, because for some of them, it's going to be their opportunity to make a name for themselves, and you can never have enough depth at one position.
There you go.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Preseason game one tonight, Commanders, yes. Patriots. The question is simple. It is actually our AAA fan poll of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, you can upgrade for free at AAA.com/commanders. So the AAA.com poll of the day is, what player are you most excited to see tonight? Bill, Jalen Lane, Kane Medrano, or other? We've gotten plenty of others. What is the vote at, Lamphill? If you can, update me on that. One dude said Ben Sennett. That's a good one, man.
He mentioned Sennett and Yankoff the other day. So they're in a nice little battle.
They're playing tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Because Sennett missed a practice, I think, last week. But you'd like to see Sennett make some plays, man. That's a guy that there was a ton of excitement surrounding. And has a lot of skill. Let's go. Keep these phone lines going. Corey is in Tennessee. Corey, who you want to see tonight, dude?
To be honest, first of all, I wanted to say rest in peace to my boy, Sean Taylor. I love him out of my heart. I miss him. And I want to say that I love you guys. I appreciate you. You give me energy while I'm at work. I'm a contractor. I do houses.
All right.
And as far as my questions is, and the question you guys have, I would like to see the rookies from last draft as well, to see how they have progressed going into the next season, and as well as the rest of the young talent they just drafted. I would like to see more of that going forward, because experience is the best teaching. And I think that we got a Super Bowl team, and the Redskin name, I want to know, would you guys have a problem if Donald Trump changed it back to the Redskins? And my last thing is the Commander's name. I'll try to get in touch with some personnel about a month ago, because I had an idea on a alternate color uniform. And my idea, I was trying to talk to somebody, and the only person I could really talk to was a security guy. And he said he was going to pass my number on, but haven't heard anything yet. But my
Lamphill, you're cold-blooded. I don't know who you contact about the uniform stuff, man.
Nah,
but
I don't have a clue.
Appreciate the call, dude. Apparently, in our poll, the options are AAA poll of the day. Bill Merritt, Jalen Lane, Kane Medrano, or other. Lamphill tells me that Bill Merritt is running away with this thing. Mm-hmm. I think people are really excited to see him tonight.
I can see that.
What do you think a workload looks like for him?
Tonight?
Like 8 carries? Something like that?
8 or more.
You think more?
He could get more.
That'll be interesting, man.
Yeah.
Now, normally when somebody calls our program based on the East Coast from California, that's a big deal. But on the day a dude calls from Australia, California's not that big of a deal. Mm. Kevin and Cali, who you want to see tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? Been a fan since 83. What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Huge fan, but I'm looking forward to seeing Amos and Lane probably the most. A lot of exciting players, though. Looking forward to see Bill do his thing, but I'm just happy football's back. So I got tickets to the Chargers game in October. Gonna go watch and smash the Chargers. So
hell yeah, we'll be there. Yep. Say what's up.
See you there, brother.
All right. Have a good day, you guys.
All right. You too.
Take care, man. Mark is in Landover Hills. Mark, who are you looking for tonight?
Yeah, hey, guys. Top of the day to you. I wanted to give a shout-out to both of you. You really did excellent, especially you, B-Mitch. You guys did a heck of a job on that double-team practice the other day, man, giving us this facts and figures, buddy. I want to tell you. You did too, JP.
Thanks, appreciate it, man. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, it was excellent, buddy. And who would I want? I want to see Bill, but Medrano. I want to see him, man, because he kind of reminds me of an old guy that was a linebacker a while back. B. Mitch will probably remember him. His nickname was the Stork, and he was a lanky guy like the Medrano. And I want to see Mr. Bill and Mr. Lane and all those guys, but I'm really looking forward to see somebody who might be the next Ted Hendricks.
All right,
man.
Gotcha, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate the call.
And hey, if we're joking around, fellas, real quick, I want to see B. Mitch play this tonight because I think he could still do it.
No, you don't. I'll be moving in slow motion.
You can watch B. Mitch play golf. I think that's our hell. Come to the dad games tomorrow. We'll get B. Mitch throwing stuff into a trash can basketball. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. I don't know that we got Landfill and Jeff's answer for who they want to see tonight. Landini, are you a Bill Merritt guy?
Yeah, I want to see Bill.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm ready to see Bill. He's been electric at camp. I want to see him in real action now. I'm calling it. He's going to break a big one tonight.
Ooh, Jeff's calling.
All right, Jeff.
You should see. All right, call it all the way then, Jeff. In regular season, they put these odds out there for a player's longest run. I don't know if they have those odds for preseason games. Let's get White Brian to get us a whole bunch of odds on tonight's game. Let's see what kind of degenerate action we can check out. When we return, though, very excited to talk to our friend AJ Francis. Nobody go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.